Okay, shalom, and welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. This is show number 184. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout, January 21st of 2013. A lot happening this weekend. First of all, at the various shuls, they'll be celebrating Shabbos Shira at the Young Israel of Jamaica Estates. Moshe Muller, the brother of Zevi Muller, will be there. That's for Friday night and Saturday. Then Zevi Muller will be having a homegrown choir at the Westside Institutional Synagogue. And Chaim David Burson on 84th or 86th Street will be having Yitzchak Chaimoff and the wonderful Hamptons Choir. Next Saturday night, you know I'll be in New Rochelle at the Congregation Anshei Shalom with my comedy presentation. And Sunday morning at 9:30, I'll be at the Sons of Israel in Manalapan. And Saul, I wish you a refuah shlema, and I look forward to seeing you there. We will go right to the music. We're going to hear a composition by Saul Zim, and we'll be interviewing him immediately thereafter. So let's go right to V'li Rushalayim Ircha. Saul Zim, singing his composition.
V'lirusholayim ircho, v'lirusholayim ircho, berachamim, 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 toshuv. V'lirusholayim ircho, v'lirusholayim ircho, berachamim, 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 toshuv. V'lirushalayim ircho berachamim, berachamim, berachamim berachamim, berachamim, berachamim etoshu. V'lirushalayim ircho berachamim, berachamim, berachamim. V'sishkol besocho kasher dibarta, v'sishkol besocho kasher dibarta. Kasher di barto, kasher, kasher di ba.
Bonai, 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 b
Sal Zim singing his own composition of L'Yerushalayim Ircha. Okay, this is an interview of just two or three days ago. Let's hear about the February 10th concert. I'm very pleased to have with me an old friend and a wonderful chazen, Sal Zim. The reason I was laughing, I was going from Zimmelman, Zimmel, and Zim.
You're right. We started as you know, the first time how it became Zimmel is very unusual. The first time I was in Israel in 1966, I had gone to Israel and they had arranged some concerts, and it said Zimmelman at that time. And from right after the first concert, where we had almost 1,100 people in Beit Ha'am in Yerushalayim, I went to, it became Zimmel because it was more catchy.
Uh-huh.
And 10 concerts were arranged that summer. I was there for a whole summer in 66, and then went back in 67. And by that time, because before I went back in 67, I was in town hall with my brother. It was the Zimmel brothers,
mm-hmm.
as if you can remember
sure.
correctly.
Sure.
And so then we went back as the Zimmel brothers, and the rest is history. What can I tell you?
Well, besides being a wonderful chazen, you are a great composer and also a producer of wonderful concerts. We're going to be discussing a wonderful cantorial concert coming up February 10th on Sunday at Lefrak Concert Hall at Queens College, featuring Natalia Herstick and Dr. Mordechai Sobel will be leading the Israeli New York Symphony Orchestra,
right.
And Shai Abramson, the chief cantor of the Israeli Defense Forces. But before we get into the details of the concert, many of my listeners I know are interested in hearing a little bit about what's been happening with you.
Well, I love to write. I love to concertize. I love Chazanut. It's been part of my lifestyle since the day I was 5 years old, when my father put me on the pulpit, and I was I also studied as a young boy with the Yoshua Weiser, who was and this was from the age of about 8 or 9 till my bar mitzvah, and I used to go around doing Shabbatot for different shuls, raising money for Yeshiva Torah Vadas. But even though I wasn't bar mitzvah, they put a shliach tzibur right next to me who sang the brachas, and I was the one who did the entire davening. Is that amazing?
Okay. Now, you were raised in Maine?
Yeah, my father was the chazan in Portland, Maine.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, I was born in Montreal.
Oh.
I'm a Canadian by birth. Uh-huh. And my father came from in 1939 and... then 1940, 41, 42, and then he went to Toronto, and then he moved. He was a chazan in Toronto, a moyel, a shochet,
uh-huh.
And you know, that goes back at least 5 generations.
Wow. And there are 5 brothers?
We're 5 brothers, and one is a rabbi, and my other brother, Paul, is a wonderful chazan too. Really a beautiful chazan.
Yes.
And all I could say is that my father sent us away, he sent me away at the age of 7 to Yeshiva Torah Vadas. He was in Portland, Maine, so he sent us away, and I lived in a dormitory. But one thing he always wanted was that I sing in a choir.
Uh-huh.
and study music, because it seems that as a young boy, I must have had a very, very good voice. I don't remember it too much.
Uh-huh.
But we have, there are some certain recordings. Of,
right.
That I have, even with Weiser, Yoshua Weiser,
mm-hmm.
that we recorded. But it was an unusual time for me, because I used to do, believe it or not, hundreds of weddings Oscar Julius used to farm me out to, from one, I used to, one night I do it with a Shalom Secunda choir, one night with a Silberman's choir, one night with a Machtenberg choir. He used to farm me out as the Vimali boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was on Saturday nights and Sunday afternoons and Sunday nights. Even though I had to go to the yeshiva on Sunday afternoon, Julius used to always call, Oscar Julius used to call up and just get me right out of school.
Wow.
And
just as an aside, you mentioned choirs. I always point out that all of the great cantors from the past, when you read their biographies, as young children, they sang in choirs, and you had that experience also. I think
yeah.
Something happens through that experience, which is so important, and I'm so angry that there aren't choirs like that today.
Well, as an aside, I must tell you, whenever I do a concert, and I do many concerts, you ask me what I do, what I've been doing. I do major concerts throughout the country,
mm-hmm.
and whether it's the United States or Canada, I do them, of course, always, and I insist, with a choir, with a children's choir.
Uh-huh.
Children's choir. And if they have an adult choir, even better.
Uh-huh.
But I insist on doing it because I know that not only are our children the future of Jewish music, when they get the love for it, when they sing out, and I have them sing a lot of my music, which has become very, you know, very popular in most, whether it's Orthodox, Conservative, Reform, Reconstructionist synagogues, they have become very well known,
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that I started writing a lot of music when I was in my first congregation, which was Temple Shalom in Westbury. I started there as a student while I was going to school.
Uh-huh.
And then and studying privately at that same time with Shalom Secunda. And I had the privilege of studying with David Kosovitsky, but which he taught a lot of Chazanim.
Uh-huh.
But one of the nicest things I learned was had the opportunity to really work with Moshe Kosovitsky.
Uh-huh.
And that was something which was very unusual for me, and because he didn't want to teach anybody, and we had studied for the last year of, it was the last year of his life.
Uh-huh.
And no matter when I went to him, it was never a 1 hour lesson. It was 3 hours.
Wow.
4 hours. Amazing.
Did you ever sing in his choir?
No, I never. Well, actually, Julius farmed me out to his choir a few times.
Uh-huh.
When I didn't sing up with Cantor Cup of Kagan.
Uh-huh.
Up in the Bronx, where I was on the Grand Concourse.
Great.
Where I sang with him for many years. But mm-hmm. I had the opportunity to sing with Chazan Pinchik.
Really?
Shabbatot. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a kid, just in a choir with Julius. I sang with, I'd say every one of them, with Genshoff, with a cup of Kagan, with Moshe, with David. I sang with even Cantor David Putterman. He sent me to sing in his shul, which was more of a different type of shul.
Yes.
Because he wanted a soloist. I was Julius' soloist for many years.
Gotcha. If we had a Jewish hit parade, obviously your composition of Avinu Sheba Shemayim would be, if not the number one, it's in the top three. I mean, it's just such a magnificent piece.
Well, it's amazing. I wrote it 20 years ago. Believe
oh, really?
Me. 20 years ago. I wrote it so many years ago, and I put it aside. I wrote it for the 40th, believe it or not, I think it was the 40th or 45th anniversary of the State of Israel. And I came back to just never used it till about maybe 8 years ago, 9 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I started using it. And then I think Dudi Fischer, who's a dear friend of mine, he uses a lot of my music.
Uh-huh.
He started using it. And a lot of Chazanim, whenever I went to Israel and I sang it, all of a sudden, bingo. They said, "Oh, I want to use that."
Yeah.
Because it was a tefillah,
prayer for the State of Israel. It's so touching. I mean, it really, you got to love it. I mean,
it's amazing. What amazed me, I must tell you, the composition, you're right, did become very legendary in many ways, and has become a musical and cultural sensation throughout the United States, but throughout all different all different areas of the Yiddishkeit,
uh-huh.
whether it's the Reform or Conservative, or every one of them. I get calls on a weekly basis. Saul, could you send me the music?
Mm-hmm.
Saul, could you send me the music? I know the music, but I'd like to be able to sing it in concert.
Yeah.
And from Conservative, Reform, and well, a lot of my
right.
other music has gone the same way. My La Dorvador is probably even more known than that.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I could even mention so many more. Kaddish Sheinu B'Mitzvotecha. Which is Kaddish Sheinu B'Mitzvotecha.
I didn't realize that you
yeah,
wrote that.
Yeah, I wrote that. I wrote.
Give us a little of the La Dorvador.
Le Dor Vador, Le Dor Vador.
That's yours?
Le Dor Vador.
I love it. Hey, Saul, really.
I could go for 5 minutes telling you other songs.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure you've heard. Kaddishenu b'mitzvotecha, b'tichakenu b'tevratecha. That's another one. Sabbeinu. Or I could keep going.
Wow.
Adon Olam, Asher Molach, B'terem Kol, B'terem. That I wrote 40 years ago when I first started as a kid.
You know what I have to do after this interview? I have to get the complete list, and we just have to do one program going through Saul's compositions. I think it would be a wonderful thing. Tell us a little bit now how you came to put this wonderful Salute to Israel concert together.
Well, let's put it this way. I was very determined to bring in a world-class concert with symphony and with the top people who are very, very capable to Queens. I've been a chazan in Queens for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in one position for almost my entire life, okay?
That's at Hollis Hills?
That's Hollis Hills mm-hmm. Jewish Center.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started doing the concerts here in Cunningham Park every summer, where we used to get, it started with 3,000, 5,000, 7,000. I worked it up to 10,000 people used to come to see them,
uh-huh.
to see this concert from all over the place.
Yes.
And I have pictures where it was a sea of people. I mean, it went for five blocks,
mm-hmm.
the people all over the place. And then all of us, and this was being done by the Jewish Community Council.
Uh-huh.
And they brought me in year after year, and I actually started it, though. I went to the borough president and said, you know, I want to do some Jewish concerts. Why aren't we doing Jewish concerts? You do all different types of concerts. You bring in the New York Philharmonic. You bring in all kinds of great shows. Why don't you, I want to start doing them. He said, go ahead. I said, okay. He says, work with my fellow Manny Bahar. So Manny, I got a call actually 2 days later, and we started the first one, and it went unbelievable. I will tell you, though, what happened was there are a lot of different types of people who are moving into Queens.
Uh-huh.
You have the Sephardic, you have the Usher, you have a lot of Russian, Israeli, of course, and so they wanted to mix it up. And I even said myself, well, let's start bringing in other people. And we uh-huh. brought in, and which I did, because I used to do it alone.
Right.
I was the only one that did it.
Mm-hmm.
So what did I do? And it kept getting a little worse. Concerts were not, in other words, the Jewish population of Queens went down to about maybe a quarter of a million. And we used to have 750,000.
I didn't realize that.
Here. Oh, yes. And mm-hmm. so I stopped doing them because I didn't do them, and I kept doing them only in my synagogue every
uh-huh.
year. So in my synagogue I don't have the room for a big symphony, and
right.
so I said I'm going to bring in something very, very classy with tales and to bring Jewish music at its highest level. And the only one that I know, there are a few, of course, who do it on that level. And the one that I love the most is Mordechai Sobel.
Yeah, he's a class act.
Mordechai is not only class, but he's bright, and he's and his orchestrations are phenomenal.
Yes,
he himself is a wonderful chazan.
I know.
He himself, not only an orchestrator, he's the only one that has brought brought Jewish music to a real high level. He's the leading force of the world to me today.
Yeah, and there's a great renaissance in Israel today. Everyone talks about that, of course.
Cantora, but
sure.
But I have to tell you, the concert that we're going to be doing is not going to be only Chazanot.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Hasidic. It's going to be pop. Yeah. It's going to be opera. It'll be Broadway, Yiddish, Chazanes, real heavy Chazanes. It'll be everything. It'll be truly a potpourri of all different types of music, which will satisfy all different types of people.
Well, I've been to many concerts at the Lefrak Hall, and it's a wonderful venue. My friend Elsie Levy was involved
over
the years.
She lives right down the hall. Yeah, she's always, well, they bring in concerts with the, it's called, in fact, I'm working with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Center for Jewish Studies at Queens College.
Yeah.
She's very active in that. And it just so happens that they are co-sponsoring my concert, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, uh-huh. Yes. That's great. Sponsoring it with Temple Israel of Great Neck, the Kupferberg Holocaust Resource Center, my synagogue is sponsoring it, the Kupferberg Center for the Arts is sponsoring it. I did get a lot of people to...
Well, you're much smarter than I am and than Benny and I were, because you got some good... funding, as you know,
cost a lot of money.
You can't make it just on ticket sales.
I'm not looking to make a profit. We didn't look to make a profit.
Right.
We're only looking to break even.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you. I want to bring Queens. Because the only other time I've ever seen a concert like this is when it was brought into Lincoln Center, and when Helfgott did it. And mm-hmm. with Mordechai Sobel, and
sure.
I thought it was wonderful. And it, to me, that is bringing it so that people will love Jewish music. There's nothing that you can't like.
Yeah, but when Benny and I ran those concerts with Sobel, we lost money on every.
Well, you know, I didn't want to go into this without having sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
So I did get sponsorship, and plus the way it's going, it's almost it's. The whole orchestra is really going very quickly.
Uh-huh.
All I could tell you is that, and the New York, the Philharmonic Symphony that Mordechai is going to be conducting is going to be almost 40 people.
Wow.
And I'm going to have, I don't know, I'm having, Ophir Sobel is coming in too, Ophir.
Yes.
His son is coming in, who is also a dynamite musician. He's really, he's really grown in so many ways, and he's basically the musical producer.
Well, after this interview, I'm going to be playing Ophir as a young child and Mordechai as a young child and Mordechai today. We have good friends, the Schlisselberg.
Yes.
They're very involved there with the Queen's setup. So tell us the details about how one can get tickets. And
well, you can get tickets by going to either calling the Kupferberg Center box office, which is 718-793-8080.
Why don't you repeat that?
Again, that is the Kupferberg Center box office, which is 718-793-8080.
Uh-huh.
Or you can call the Hollis Hills Jewish Center, and the number there is 718-776-3500. Again, 718-776-3500. And just ask for the concert, the Salute to Israel. That's what we're called. That's what it's called.
Well,
Salute to Israel. And the reason I did that, by the way, is I just wanted you to understand. Everybody on that concert, besides, I'm the only Canadian American that's on that concert.
I know.
I mean, you have Mordechai Sobel, you have Shai Abramson, you have Nathaniel Herstick. I'm the only American.
Well, I'm looking forward to hear Shai Abramson. I've seen his
YouTubes.
And, of course, Nathaniel was wonderful. He gave a concert at the Eldridge Street Shul recently.
Nathaniel is a very easy concert.
It was magnificent.
He's very good. I really respect him tremendously.
Yeah, and he's developed so wonderfully,
and
he's a wonderful person also.
I know.
So you got a great lineup. You'll be singing Nathaniel Herstick,
Shai
Abramson.
Singing. We'll all be singing all different types. We all are singing.
Uh huh.
And we're going to be, and probably I guarantee that Mordechai is going to sing that night.
Okay.
I told him I'll even conduct the orchestra.
Uh huh. That's great. Well, listen, I know it's going to be a sellout, so for my listeners, if you haven't purchased the ticket yet, don't say we didn't warn you. I hate it, Sol, when the last minute people call and...
Can I tell you something? It's going to be sold out.
Yes.
It will be sold out.
The lineup is just so great, and the venue, and... I congratulate you on putting this together, and I look forward to being there, enjoying it.
I'm looking forward to having you there. Believe me. And let me announce those numbers again.
Sure.
Okay. You can either call 718-776-3500 and ask for the tickets for the Salute to Israel concert. Again, 718-776-3500, or you can call 718-793-8080. Again, 718-793-8080. And you can call that's the box office, and just ask for the Salute to Israel concert with Mordechai Sobel, Nathaniel Herstick, Shai Abramson, and yours truly, Saul Zim.
And to my listeners who receive my calendar, within a few days I will be sending out a flyer on the calendar, so it will have that information. Thank you so much for sharing all this with us, and we're looking forward to Sunday, February 10th at 7 o'clock at the
Lefrak Concert
Hall in Queens.
At Queens College.
Yeah.
It's the Lefrak Concert Hall.
It's right off of the LIE, very easily accessible.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay, all the best.
All the best to you, and thank you, Bernie.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was an interview with Sol Zim, and let's hear one more of his compositions and sung by him. Sol Zim with Sheyibona Beis HaMikdash, his composition.
Rotson yehi rotson yehi rotson mi le fonecho Hashem lo ikal ve lo Bim hera, bim hera, bim hera, ve yomeinu.
the sun. I know how to
God, my.
Sal Zim, who will be appearing at the concert on February 10th. He is actually the producer, and that was his own composition of Shea Yibona. Okay, Ophir. Ophir is the son of Mordechai Sobel, and believe it or not, he came out with an album when he was about 12 years old, and let's hear this selection. We'll play more in the future. This is Se'u Marom, Ophir Sobel. So let's hear the father at the age of 12. This is Mordechai Sobel. That was Ophir Sobel. He'll be singing Modim.
Oh, Hashem Elokeinu veloke avoteinu le'olam vohed le'olam vohed tzurech hayeinu Shenno ata u le dovado noi delcho noi delcho le dovado Oh,
father and son, Ophir and Mordechai Sobel. Let's go to Netanel Herstick. Sorry, I don't have a recording of Lieutenant Colonel Shai Abramson, who is the chief cantor of the Israeli Defense Forces. But many of you heard his wonderful rendition of Avinu Shebashamayim, the composition by Sal Zim, and I'm sure that you'll hear it at the concert. Let's hear Misha Oso Nisim with Netanel Herstick, who will be at the concert February 10th. Okay, that was father and son. That was Netanel with his father Naftali. Well, we had the Sobel father and son, not together in the duet, but that was a beautiful duet of the Herstics. Okay, the final selection will be Brach Dodi, and this will be of Mordechai Sobel of today. This came out about a year ago.
Doe die ואם זדנו בפרוי הפרויס הנה הסיגונו צורויס רבויס ורויס
Miguel.
Surprise, yeah. That was Mordechai Sobel, who will be leading the orchestra at the February 10th concert. And obviously, I would imagine he'll be singing a selection. So, don't forget, Zevi Muller with a choir, Moshe Muller at the Young Israel of Jamaica States, well, Zevi, you know, is West Side Institutional, and at the Jewish Center, Chaim David Burson with Yitzchak Hamoff and his wonderful Hampton Choir. And I look forward to seeing some of you either in New Rochelle Saturday night at the, what is it called, Avas Anshe Shalom, and or Sunday morning at the Sons of Israel in Manalapan at 9:30. Reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Thank you for joining with me. Shalom, everyone.